If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, good love. Good love. Good love. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Hey, Frank, you ready? Ooh, I'm ready. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, is science helping human immune systems? New research. We're going to shed some light on that. And we have a quack report. And before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. Today's devotional comes from the wise chapters of Proverbs. Proverbs 3, where it says, honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So, yeah, you don't want to rob God. You want to give him the best. You know, remember the story about Cain and Abel? Huh? Cain didn't want to give him anything. He gave him the crappy fruit of his labor, whereas Abel gave him the first fruits. He honored the Lord, so a big difference. And anyway, so mind the time. Don't rob the Lord. He is deserving. He just wants 10%. And you keep 90. That's better than what the Democrats want to give you or take from you. So trust in the Lord. He'll provide. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, Stanford researchers are creating a photon diode for all optical computers. Hey, Frank, this may interest you if you haven't heard. Researchers at Stanford University developed a photon diode that could be used for an all-optical computer that uses light instead of electricity for computing. Proton diodes, they say, these are devices that allow light to flow in only in one direction. They're ambiguous and modern electronics and can be found in your LED lights, solar cells, and a lot of integrated circuits. They are using a computing communication wavelength, I guess, of light, but most diodes are not small enough for consumer electronics yet. So one grand vision, they said, is to have an all-optical computer where electricity is replaced completely by light and photons that drive all information and processing. This was a quote from Lawrence. He was one of the researchers at Stanford, and they said the materials that science and engineering are using, they said this will increase speed and bandwidth of light, will enable faster resolutions to some of the hardest scientific, mathematical, and economic problems. What do you think of that, Frank? It's like it slices, it dices, it waxes your floor on the way out the door. The researchers detailed their findings, if you want to read about it, in the Journal of Nature Communications. I don't know. I'm not techie. I'm an herbalist. I know herbs. I don't know. What did you say, Frank? I think they already have this technology. Okay. Well, for a computer that doesn't run on electricity, though? I haven't heard of it. Have you? That's new to me. I mean, can they make my house run without electricity? That would be great. Well, I mean, solar panels. You're thinking solar panels. Well, I don't know. Solar panels can't run a whole house, I don't think. You'd have to have a whole lot of solar panels. I don't think you got enough roof for that. You'd have to, like, put it out in your backyard. Well, you need, like, an acre of solar panels then? I don't know. I'm not up on that. But it's expensive, too. And then, you know, what happens if you don't got, well, you got rain and you don't have sun, and then you got snow that covers the solar panels, then what? See, all these little problems with solar. Well, moving along, last but not least in the quack report, science shocker. They say not a single record of purified virus is behind the COVID-19 pandemic. Is virology actually quackery? Interesting question. 137 institutions in 30 countries have admitted that there's not been even a single record of a SARS-CoV virus having been purified from any patient sample by anyone on this planet. This is Dr. Thomas Cohen. He's a viral expert. He also wrote a paper called Virology on Trial. He said what it has come down to is a very simple question. How does a virologist identify a new virus and then show this virus causes a disease? He says, I'm talking about the exact steps that every medical professional, every medical doctor, and really every human being should know, because we've all been affected by events recently which are all based on the existence of a virus and the theory that the virus causes the disease. He goes on to say, he added that the same thing with the diseases like HIV has never been found from any person with AIDS. No measles virus has been found directly in any fluid with anybody sick with measles, and so on and so on. He said, nothing that differentiates instructions like this, even the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, said they agree with that. You got to have supportive evidence, not just theory. He says nobody can find a virus directly from the fluid, any fluid from any sick person. Every virologist would say that that's not possible. that is not how we find a virus. So we should be very clear about that and what to make to avoid mistakes. So, interesting. Have we been going through an exercise on, I don't know, hypothesis and theory, and no supported evidentiary support? I'm just asking. You know what I'm saying, Frank? Well, you know, time will tell. Everything's revealed in the end. The truth does come out, so we shall see. I hope I'm around to see it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. We are going to be rocking it today. We're going to be talking about this new research. Kind of ties into some other research I reported about 2 years ago. So let's just hang tough and you'll see what I mean. So, you know what? We've heard that certain health conditions and, you know, diseases can affect how the immune system functions, right? And the media has actually reported that science is saying that the COVID virus can undermine the human immune system, making it difficult for patients to mount a sufficient immune system defense. And if the patient has underlying health problems like heart disease or diabetes, they say they tend to have a much harder time getting over this COVID thing. Now, science has reported on research that they state can help the immune system against COVID viruses. So we're going to check this out. So this is basically a blood cell remodel. Yeah. This is March 2022. This is McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. They conducted some research on re-engineering the human red blood cells in order to produce, they say, a better immune system response. So they modify red blood cells, supposedly that carry a virus around the body better than a regular blood cell can. And this, in theory, is supposed to trigger an immune system to fight the infection and protect the body better than your own natural immune system. Now, my first thought about this, reading this research, is if you improve the circulatory spread of a virus, this is not going to be to our advantage. But that's what they're saying. They're re-engineering the red blood cells, and they modify the cell to supposedly carry the virus around the body better and faster than a regular blood cell will. So I read also this research, and I just said the next sentence that I was reading, it said that this research will be used to distribute drugs throughout the body. And I remember this research back in 2020. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that coming up. Now, here's a quote. This is from Isabella Passo-Gastello. She's with McMaster University. She says, "We are developing new strategies and vaccine technologies for critical control over pandemics of the future. Red cell membranes are embedded with SARS-CoV spike proteins to form a virus-like particle. The particle should activate the immune system and produce antibodies, and this worked well in our animal model." I don't know. Anything with spike proteins, I think people are going to be running. What do you think, Frank? You mentioned spike proteins. They want to remodify your blood cells with that. I don't think people that are smart aren't going to go for this. So how do they do it? That was my question. Well, the scientists take your human red blood cell, and they remove everything that's inside the cell. And on the outside of the cell, they attach a COVID spike protein, which is supposed to mimic the virus. And scientist Costello says that the re-engineered blood cells are completely harmless. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're harmless, how is the immune system going to react to something harmless? The immune system's not stupid. It's going to see it's harmless. How is that going to react? So they justify the research by also criticizing current vaccines. Here is what Mikhail Ryan Stadler, he's with the Department of Physics and Astronomy at McMaster, he says, "Current vaccine delivery methods often cause drastic immune system reactions and have short-lived responses. Some of the vaccines developed have shown side effects, and our research opens a new delivery platform and new possibilities for new vaccines, end of quote. And let's see, Isabella goes on to say, we found we can load the red blood cells with large doses of viral proteins, largely to produce fewer side effects, making the new vaccines more tolerable and effective. Oh, now it's fewer side effects. So now we're getting to it. Layers of the onion. Before it was harmless, now it's fewer side effects. Right. Now, what you have is an interdisciplinary research group here. So the research is being reported to be applied to many areas of research, and it's known as interdisciplinary research. So the spike proteins, they say, are synthetic, and they have no genetic material and can be manufactured quickly in large quantities. The scientists report that the synthetic spike protein can trigger your immune system. So this process, they say, allows them to tailor the vaccine to any variant. And physics departments at universities tend to operate in what we call an interdisciplinary area of science. So if you want creative new drug delivery platforms, research is drawing from different departments. So research today often will include groups of scientists from the physics area, biology, immunology, biotechnology areas. So they're all kind of doing that, and you know, they share knowledge globally with other people and other universities. So now here's what Dawn Brownish, professor of medicine at McMaster, says. We feel we've created a radically new and different vaccine platform. Radically new. And here's the thing. This blood reengineering, they call them smart cells. So the study stated that this new vaccine technology can be used to deliver even any drug therapy, and they went as far as to call their creation smart blood cells. Yep, and here is Dr. Dawn Bofish saying, this platform of reengineering is smart blood cells and can be used in different ways. In our research, it was a vaccine, but we are using blood cells much like we would use nano robots inside the body. They're changing your blood cell into a nanobot? Frank, you'll have no red blood cells. Now, here we are to the 2020 research that I reported on this, what I would call superhuman blood. So now I reported on this science trying to redesign the blood before, supposedly to control diseases better. Now in January 2020, I reported on some research where science was recreating the human blood. And lo and behold, it was research from McMaster University, which did get published in the January 2020 Journal of Advanced Biosystems. So their new blood cells, they were saying, were delivery vehicles for the drug therapies. Even in this research of 2020, they were discussing how their research could be used as a vaccine vehicle. So they've tweaked it a little bit. So, but I want you to notice, this earlier research says that their re-engineered blood cells, get this, are undetectable by the immune system. Well, okay, so if they're undetectable, how are they going to see any synthetic spike protein? Isn't that a question? These modified red blood cells have gotten the nickname superhuman red blood cells, and scientists at McMaster University claim their work was perfecting the red blood cell, and it's also undetectable by the human immune system. And they boast that the new red blood cells carry out their duty in stealth perfection. I'm just like saying, how can it be stealthy? And then how can the immune system see the spike proteins they just loaded up with? Here is Mikhail Reidenstadler, Department of Physics, who says, we call these superhuman red blood cells, and we think they could work as a perfect stealth drug carrier, which can outsmart our immune system. This is scary, Frank. Which is it? You know? What are they trying to pull here? They're going to tell people, well, you know, it's going to help your immune system activate, but it's really in stealth mode? What are they not going to tell you? So what they're doing is they're cracking your cell code. According to the research, how they are redesigning these red blood cells is by a procedure to make the cell a hybrid. So the red blood cell looks like a normal red blood cell, but its outside surface is sticky. And here's how that's done. They crack open the cell to modify the outer cell wall. They replace the outer cell wall with their drug module, and then they inject drugs into the body of the cell. The outer cell layer is sticky in order for it to attach to whatever the disease is, bacteria or viruses. And then the cell is a combination of synthetic material and biological material, creating this new cell. Mm-hmm. So synthetic substances and drug molecules are hidden inside the cell to escape immune system detection. Interesting. So what could they slide into this vaccine, Frank? You know, the new vaccine vehicle. What'd you say? I pray, he says, that I'm here to see God end these mad scientists and demons. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to see them get their comeuppance. I know that, Frank. I mean, you know the saints are going to be the biggest cheerleaders for the Lord. It's going to be amazing. But, you know, you need to be educated on what's going on. There's lawlessness and there's no morals in this work anymore, is what I'm seeing. They're taking chances and creating on and testing on everybody. Here is what Sebastian Himbert, he's Department of Physics and McMaster, he said, the entire process is very efficient and can be completed in one day in one lab, end of quote. So no incubation time, no long, you know, manufacturing process whatsoever. One day. So the research did show that the thickness of the red blood cells and their membranes can be adjusted by science, as well as their blood lipids, and their orientation changes when they mess with that. Your blood function changes when they mess with it. So by adding other lipids, like phosphothioachrone lipids, it changes your cell's behavior, and drug modules then are added to the hybrid liposome. Wow. Okay, how many of these blood cells are they hijacking? You know, do you have any normal red blood cells left? And how do they mingle or act together? That's a good question. Blood interactions are a good question. Now, according to the November 2016 report in the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institute of Health, they were discussing research on redesigning red blood cells for the drug delivery as well, and they reported that it's a theory that other cells or systems may not interfere with the hybrid cells. They don't know. It's theory. How would normal blood cells interact with the hybrids, the smart blood cells, whatever you want to call them? Well, let's read this. This is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, November 2016. They said, quote, furthermore, native red blood cells circulating in the bloodstream influence behavior and interaction with targets and non-target cells for carriers that do not, or at least are not supposed to interact with normal blood cells. And it works in the lab environment. Modified red blood cells are drug carriers, and it presents a complex regulatory challenge. So it works in the lab, but what about in the human body? Right? These people are... They go on to say the key issue with redesigning red blood cells as drug carriers, whether it's for a vaccine or anything else, they said, is to avoid damage by cross-linking cell membranes or other mechanisms associated with an excessive coupling of therapeutic molecules on the red blood cell surface. Undesirable or unintended outcomes can become an issue working with components of blood and other accessible vascular targets. End of quote. Whoa, Frank. I just see your circulatory system is a river of healthy blood, and they're polluting it. So, what does it cost to have super smart blood? Well, the superhuman smart blood, I don't think gonna be cheap. Normal red blood cells, you know, people donate blood for transfusions, it costs $2,000 a unit, okay? The cost of re-engineering red blood cells with drug payloads or vaccine payloads, whichever, hasn't really been reported yet as the cost. Research reports aren't saying. But even if it's your own blood that they re-engineer. Let's say they take out some of your blood and they re-engineer it and they redesign it. They include the drug therapy in it. It's going to exceed $2,000. Most likely, re-engineered, tailor-made blood will be $10,000 to $20,000. Wow. I don't... Frank, this is creepy. You know, what does the Bible say? Life is in the blood, and you're going to have them mess with your blood? They're going to re-engineer your blood. They're going to rob you of life doing that. I mean, talk about a vampire. Seriously. Normal, healthy blood. So healthy blood brings healing to the body. And lifestyle is a choice, and so is deciding what form of medicine you're going to use. Personally, I'll use the natural kind because God promises it's going to work. So cleansing away toxins and super infusing nutrition into your system is what medicinal herbs do. And scientific medicine really can't replicate that. I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have whole food organ cleanses, immune boosting, metabolic strengthening formulas to protect what God gave you. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Good book says, God can't lie. So you want to give them a call. They have a free catalog they can send you. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't forget, they're having their spring sale. It's 30% off orders of $65 or more. Use coupon code POLKADOTS. But you want to hurry, the sale ends on March 27th and restrictions apply. ThePowerHerbs.com. What'd you say, Frank? Days of Noah. Noah was saved because his family still had pure genetics. Yeah, pure hearts, too. You know what I mean? A heart towards God. That's where you got to go, right? Don't neglect prayer. It's so powerful. Well, we are long in this segment. We're going to take a break and be back with more.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
You
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about your liver for a little bit here. So important, especially now, Frank, when you hear that the research is saying the COVID serum spike proteins go right to the liver and ovaries, and especially in women. So let's just talk about how we can help our livers out. A lot of times what we can do with medicinal herbs can help our liver in just a few short weeks. Our modern life, you know, is really putting a lot of stress on this organ. 500,000 Americans, something like that, are diagnosed with some sort of liver disease every year. And we have 30 million Americans living with these types of diseases. So that's 1 out of 10 people have liver issues. So liver disease is a 10% of the death rate in the United States. So for every 100,000 they get hospitalized with liver disease, 31,000 of them die. So we should really think about the liver kind of as the body's shock absorber. The liver stores energy for the body, and it's used later to help the immune system to manufacture gamma globulin or blood serum proteins that contain your antibodies to help fight infections to keep you healthy. So we live in this world where there's a lot of stress on our liver, so we have to be extremely careful. What'd you say, Frank? I wonder how many, what'd you say, Tylenol can claim? Yeah, I mean, a lot of your drug therapies, Frank is absolutely right there, drug therapies do stress the liver, even your over-the-counter stuff. People forget over-the-counter stuff, Frank, used to be a prescription, you know, like aspirin. If it was discovered today, acetylsalicylic acid, that's what aspirin is. If it was discovered today, you'd need a prescription for it. Actually, you may not even have gotten approved with today because it's so harsh, you know. It's really harsh. So we have to be really conscious of what stresses our liver and be careful. So if the liver begins to fail, it's hard. It's really hard for the body to function without that liver. It has so many jobs to do. So a lot of times, you know, science is raising money for liver cures, but there's natural ways to help the liver. What'd you say, Frank? Oh, it doesn't kill enough people to be approved today. Well, Frank, okay. So what aspirin really is they used Willibark and Metasweet to extract salicin. What they were looking for was an anti-inflammatory, and they made aspirin kind of by mistake. So when they fractionalized the plant compounds to make a patent out of it, it became acetylsalicylic acid. And this is why, you know, it creates bleeding issues, thins the blood, and interferes with immunity by lowering fever. So aspirin... the Tylenol, acetaminophen, you know, they're not any better. They're really hard on the liver and kidneys. So I tell people, even on what you think is safe over the counter that you just walk into Walmart or Walgreens and buy, plug it in on the search engine on your computer or on your smartphone and the name of the drug and then side effect, and then look for the WebMD link and look at all the side effects, what you're risking. Because WebMD will list even the rare side effects. So please look at that. Long-term use of stuff like antihistamines, for instance, may not be recommended. People just forget about it, and they'll just use antihistamines like, you know, sugar pills. Let's look at some liver facts for a minute. You want to minimize the risk to your liver and liver damage. So the liver is one of the largest organs of the body, and without a healthy liver, the body will struggle to detox your system. So it's really a big organ that protects you from toxicity. And when it gets sick, you're in big trouble. So damage to the liver often will enlarge the liver. And if the damage to the liver blood vessels continue, there's scarring to the organ. This is, you know, where cirrhosis comes in. So liver disease usually produces jaundice, a fatty liver, or liver tumors. And here's some functions required of the liver. And these functions suffer when it is ill. It has to neutralize the poisons I was telling you about. It detoxifies you. It regulates your hormones, so it influences fertility, sex drive, prostate gland, and breast glands. Also, it regulates blood sugar and regulates fat. Things that will also trash your liver really quickly are recreational drugs, prescribed medications. Examples would be contraceptives, pain anti-inflammatories, there's a whole list of drugs about this that you can research online. Also, alcohol, sugar, a lot of fatty foods, as well as excessive hormone rush, like adrenaline. It's people that are addicted to an adrenaline rush, you know, they're adrenaline junkies. They like to skydive and bungee jump and jump the Grand Canyon with a motorbike kind of people, you know. You're going to stress. You're going to stress those organs, and it leads to an emotional imbalance, and you can get depression, anger, and immune system dysfunction when you have an adrenaline issue, okay? Also, aerosol sprays, not good for your liver. Here's a quote from a biochemistry professor at University of Illinois, Dr. Cal Stroda. He says the human liver can become chronically damaged by toxins like alcohol and medications, but still continue to function, attempting to self-repair. Now, that's a good point to bring up. The liver is one of the organs that likes to replicate itself, self-repair. And I tell people, if you were living in the Garden of Eden, you know, if you were fortunate to have been there, where very little toxicity existed, if any, your liver regenerates so quickly that you'd have a new organ every 30 days. But with the toxic lifestyle we have today and the sinful planet we're on, that don't happen. See, now millions of people are prescribed like heart medications and antibiotics. And these two groups of drugs can risk your liver to hepatitis. Yeah, you're not told that when you get a prescription for any of that, are you? No. Especially if you get repeated courses of these types of drugs or you're on them for life. Here is a quote from Dr. Richard Stroham, molecule biologist, University of California. He says, toxic hits from things like smoking and alcohol can traumatize the liver and cause genetic instability in the cells that cause inflammation. Therefore, not all hepatitis is viral. Ooh, I bet you're all going, what? Yeah, people get hepatitis diagnosis and everybody thinks it's a virus. Let's see, Dr. Joseph Mercola says this: no one has ever been able to document, according to basic long-held scientific standards of virology, that substances which is produced to be the infectious hepatitis C virus. So he says it's a myth. There is no hepatitis C virus. Nobody's been able to produce a evidentiary support of evidence for it. But there's drugs prescribed for it. Think about that for a minute. Take note of this. We often forget that medicinal herbs are very potent, and some are intended to be used sparingly and for a short or limited time. So therefore, if we tend to overdo even some herbs, we can even stress the liver. So you want to educate yourself on the herbs that you're using and those that are meant to be used maybe for a short time or a short burst and those that can be used repeatedly. So you want to make sure you got that all straight. So some of the herbs that are often used for liver are Cassara sagrada, that's a bark, chaparral, comfrey root, kava, mistletoe, sparingly. So is chaparral, by the way. Gerrymander, ephedra, which you can't even get now. They've outlawed that stuff. And shark cartilage, interesting enough. Now, let's just tap that topic of vaccines for a minute. There are a number of vaccines that have been scientifically documented to cause liver disease. Your influenza vaccines and your hepatitis B vaccines are culprits. Do tell. Here's a quote from Dr. Stefan Kraling and Dr. Joan Walkowski. They say fraud in vaccine testing encapsulates how medical research can be manipulated to achieve desired results and why it is wise to question the integrity and validity of science-based medicine, end of quote. Wow. Well, when you got corruption and lawlessness like we have now, it's you got to do your due diligence like no other. And you got to check it out. You can't take their word for it. You just can't. Here's some new research discoveries. Your liver is designed to regenerate if it has the right nutrition. They're saying in September 2018, University of Illinois discovered, do tell, your liver is attempting to heal itself in the process of cell repair, and it needs nutrition to do it. The biochemist reported that chemical signals to the liver seem to return to liver cell to a postnatal restoration. Wow, so it's almost like stem cells regenerated somehow. So apparently science is saying that these restorative cells lie dormant and will not activate and do cell division unless there's maybe liver damage. And the research was investigating liver behavior on a molecule level and was published in the Journal of Natural Structural and Molecule Biology. So here's a quote from one of the professors there at Biochemistry, University of Illinois, said, this is Professor Cal Strada, who said, the liver is a resilient organ, and it can restore up to 70% of lost mass and function after just a few weeks. But, here's the big but, you have to have the nutrition for it to do that. And if you're taking a bunch of prescription drugs, you're flushing the system of nutrition every day, minerals especially. In some animal models, when they were testing, the biochemists tested their theory. They used some mice, and they severely damaged the livers of these mice with some toxins. And then they said they injured the liver cells, and they wanted the liver cells to go through cell reprogramming and turning their function on in this new neonatal type of repair or gene expression, I guess is another term. So apparently when the liver tissue is attempting to regenerate, proteins in the RNA are rearranged and processed differently. And the analogy would be if you got, let's say, a hole in your sock and you stitch it back together. Okay, so the proteins that initiate the repair are varied, but are generated from a single gene, they said. So each protein will have different functions and properties, and it will appear that the normal liver regenerative function works similar to gene editing, using the proteins it wants and splicing the cells together. So science has called this a HIPPO signaling pathway for short. Well, what are some of the herbs that can help our liver out? And this is, you know, chemistry God did. No university did it. No human did it. God did it. So milk thistle is one of the main herbs I choose for the liver. It offers a lot of antioxidants, and it takes a lot of stress off the liver on a cellular level, and it helps it regenerate and repair itself quickly. So milk thistle has also been used for hundreds of years for fatty livers, inflamed livers, jaundice, cirrhosis, hepatitis. Has a huge track record of use. Non-toxic, as modern science has tested it and said it's non-toxic, and it helps liver. Germans love it. Germans are big into livers, but, you know, they regulate herbs over there like they do drugs. So there's also studies that support mineral nutrition in chlorella that helps the liver purge toxins as well. So if you want it to purge toxins, which can be a stumbling block for the cells to regenerate, then maybe look at the chlorella with the milk thistle. So I do. I love that stuff. It's in the body food mix. I have it every day with lemonade. What'd you say? Does spirulina do that too? Spirulina and single cell blue green algae is what they're called. They each have different purposes as far as action, but they do offer a lot of protein to the body without fat. So I like the chlorella for the mineral, and I like the spirulina for the protein. So, yeah, a little different action there, Frank. So, yeah. But you can use them together. They're wonderful together. I use them all the time together. Now, a lot of people say, well, what about liver cancer? What about that? Well, the herbs that I've mentioned for liver health also I would use personally for liver cancer. I would maybe add some dandelion root and some astragalus root as assistance. Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada in 2012 published some research that dandelion root helps all types of, kills all types of cancer cells, makes them commit suicide, but healthy cells it doesn't bother. But when you add the astragalus root to the dandelion, which is an immune support herb, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. So there you go. You have lots of tools, that we have here. Chemistry that science can't seem to pinpoint. They can't even, Frank, you'll love this. Scientific evidence, so many studies, I can't even name them all, count them all, on garlic. They have been trying to make a drug out of garlic for like ever, and they just can't pinpoint all the wonderful complex action garlic has to do that. So God's little mystery, he has the last laugh. So if you're looking to learn more about herbs, get your feet wet, get information and tools. A lot of times it's the tools and how you use them that makes the big difference. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog. They send an info sheet with each herbal formula they manufacture. And it tells you and educates you a little bit more about the herb and its action and how it benefits the body. Knowledge is power. Getting the right tool and instruction on how to use it. Without it, it's like a kite with no wind. You can't use that. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. You'll find that spirulina and chlorella we were talking about in their Body Foundation food mix. They also have the dandelion and the astragalus and the milk thistle. They have a wonderful liver detox tea with cinnamon. Oh, it's just great. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget their sale. You'll save 30% on orders of $65 or more now through the 27th of March. Use your discount coupon Polkadots for the sale. Details online, or you can just call them and ask them. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you haven't been on the website to sign up for their newsletters, do that. They just got a new mail server for the newsletter, so it's kind of a new, robust little format plan now for this newsletter that goes out each week. They have the American Survival and the Health Quest, and they're free, but you have to have email to get them. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters and sign up there for free and get healthy information each and every week that will empower you. So check that out. We got a few minutes. So I wanted to talk about another little herb that we typically don't think much about as far as a medicinal. We think about it as maybe a flavor for breath mints. We're talking about peppermint now. Because most people don't think of peppermint as a medicinal herb. They think of it, in breath mints and chewing gum, candy canes at Christmas and that kind of thing. But peppermint can be utilized as a medicinal remedy to avoid a lot of toxic drugs and expensive medical treatments and even lifelong illnesses. We've underestimated peppermint here. So obviously good for digestion. That's a given. The breath mint was for the digestion. Ancient people, the world would also apply peppermint topically to also reduce pain and they would also take it internally. Peppermint has a menthol to it. It contains this cool sensation, so it would soothe hot and irritated tissues. So it also has an analgesic to it as well. Now, it's great for irritable bowel syndrome, especially more women than men, I believe, get IBS. Women experience more frequent IBS, especially during menstruation. And so nearly 20% of the population has IBS, and people aren't in other GI symptoms, and they're not they're not using the peppermint. Most physicians don't believe that stress is really contributing to IBS, but it does. So a lot of people have that, and IBS is really, you have a flip-flop of constipation and diarrhea, so it's a lot of irritation and inflammation of the bowel, and a lot of studies have been done on it, but a lot of treatments, nothing works. People still have IBS, and it gets worse. And you want to avoid foods that make it worse, like fatty foods, spicy foods, alcohol, fruit juice, coffee, artificial sweeteners, because they work like laxatives, chocolate, dairy, candy, gum, anything with sorbitol, artificial sweeteners is bad. And a lot of the drugs that treat the GI tract for dysfunction typically tend to be ineffective. So there was some old folklore, though, on digestive persistent diarrhea and digestive problems like dysentery. And this is Dr. Christer Stervista, Odense University in Denmark, who states that there's a lot of herbs like peppermint, slippery elm, fenugreek, that are very helpful for digestive issues, even fennel seed, too. So personally, I would use many of those if I had any of these issues, but slippery elm will stop dysentery in a skinny minute, in seconds. So you can use fenugreek. It helps prevent watery stool and constipation. There's another herb called lobelia. It relaxes and it keeps spasms from cramping in the bowel tract. Slippery elm for the diarrhea. Fennel for gas and bloating issues. Ginger stops nausea, of course. Peppermint calms the nerve endings and reduces pain. Gentian root prevents overeating, stomach aches, and indigestion. And your pain and anti-inflammatory herbs like willow bark and meadowsweet are very good for pain in general and inflammation in general in the digestive tract. So you got herbs. You've got things that can work. And don't underestimate some of these simple herbs like peppermint. They are very, very powerful chemically. They are very, very good. So not just for sweetening candies, and peppermint tea is good, but if you want something stronger, use a tincture. It's got more potency. Well, I'm almost out of time, so don't forget, you can find your digestive herbs at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecaries will be happy to send you their free catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, check them out online at thepowerherbs.com. And you can also request your catalog there if you're on their website. And while you're there, click on Books and Newsletters and get you the free catalog, and sign up for their newsletters. It's absolutely free and empowering news each week in your email. What could be better? Well, I'm out of time, and don't forget their sale, 30% off orders of $65 or more, runs through the 31st of this month. I'm sorry, the 27th of this month, and details online. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.